إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
When we recite this surah, we start off by talking about Allah rather than talking to Him. We say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with the name of Allah, the extremely merciful, the all merciful. I'm talking about Allah. All praise belongs to Allah, the nurturing Lord of all the worlds. I'm still talking about Him and mentioning His attributes. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Then suddenly I say, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Suddenly I am now talking to Allah. What is the reason for this change? Now if we think about it, when we see this change happening in other texts, for example, a book that we are reading, or an article, or anything else where we see that the person has changed, usually it's to bring about a sort of variety. That everything is in the third person, let us change the tone a bit, let us bring it into the second person. However, we see something more profound when it comes to this change in this surah. In Surah Al-Hamd, when we suddenly start talking to Allah and we say, you alone we worship and you alone do we turn for help, this is not just for variety, but it is to show that at the beginning, when we were talking about Allah, there was a purpose to this. The purpose of talking about Allah was to familiarize ourselves with Him once again, to remind ourselves of who Allah is. He is the possessor of all perfections. He is Allah. He is the Rabb who brings everyone to their perfection. He's the Rahman who shows His mercy to all of mankind and all of creation. He is also Rahim who gives that special mercy to a selected group of people. He is the master and the owner and the authority on that day of religion, when the whole of religion will manifest itself and reflect what was happening in the dunya. When I come to this realization now of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, suddenly I am ready to be in His presence. Now I have recognized Him. Now I realize that I have been ghaib all this time. I have been away from Him. But now it is time to be in His presence. Note how the turn and the change is actually in me. I was ghaib. I was absent. And now I am coming in the presence of Allah as a result of recognizing Him. It's not the other way that Allah was ghaib and now suddenly He has come in front of us. No. After recognizing the qualities and the attributes of Allah, I come in His presence and I am talking to Him directly. And so this ghafla that was in me to a certain extent should have now been lifted such that I can talk to Him.